Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
Max Scherzer is out 6 to 8 weeks, and Cardinals prospects are on the way. We'll discuss next on Fantasy Baseball Today in 5. Welcome into FBT in 5. As always, make sure to follow and stream us on Spotify. Today is Friday, May 20th. I am Frank Sample, joined by Scott White. Max Scherzer is out 6 to 8 weeks. What do we do now? There's no replacing Max Scherzer, but maybe you can look to buy low on some pitchers, Scott. What are you looking to do?
Yeah, I mean, it's weird. It sounds weird to say it's good timing. It's never good timing to lose an early round pick, arguably the best pitcher in fantasy. But the game is tilted toward pitching right now, and it's still early enough in the season that some high-end pitchers, ones we think of as high-end, are underachieving. You can potentially get them on the cheap, especially if you have a hitter surplus. So Charlie Morton would be my favorite target. The data's looked pretty strong for him all along. Velocity's still high, spin rate's still high. He did bounce back in his last start, 9 strikeouts, 2-hit effort. So, you know, he may be harder to get now, but the overall numbers still look bad. So it's worth taking a shot on him. Brandon Woodruff, I don't think there's anything wrong with him at all. He actually has a career-high swinging strike rate, but the ERA is inflated because a few bad starts. I think he's going to come the closest of any pitcher I could mention to replicating Scherzer's production over the next 6 to 8 weeks. So that's somebody to look into. Less promising, but similar in terms of upside, would be Shane Bieber. There's a good chance whoever has him is panicking over the velocity, but he's pitched okay considering, and the Guardians are talking like they're going to be able to solve that problem once they get a mechanical flaw corrected. So you can take a chance on that happening. Julio Urias, Robbie Ray, he also bounced back in his last start, kind of like Morton, with the strikeouts and velocity ticked up. But he gave a 5-earned run, so there's a chance maybe whoever has Robbie Ray isn't fully appreciating that aspect.
All right, let's talk about Cardinals prospects that are on the way. Tyler O'Neill was placed on the IL with a right shoulder impingement. As a result, second base prospect Nolan Gorman's contract was selected. He's not the only one. Pitching prospect Matthew Liberatore will start on Saturday against the Pirates. Scott, talk to me about both of these. Nolan Gorman, Matthew Liberatore, are either both must-add players?
Gorman is, I think, going to be in higher demand because hitting's in higher demand, and especially power hitting. That's what he does. Had 15 home runs already, was batting over 300. Unfortunately, was also striking out 34% of the time against AAA pitchers. And I think people who've been playing fantasy for the last 5 to 10 years kind of need to recalibrate their thinking for prospects. We're kind of going back to a pre-juiced ball standard of how we can expect call-ups to perform, where it's not as common they're going to come up and just keep performing like they were in the minor leagues. Basically, since the 2020 season, we've seen them by and large struggle and maybe need a return trip to the minors even. And I think especially in Gorman's case with that inflated strikeout rate, that's the most likely scenario. But there is the scenario where he just comes up and crushes it. I mean, certainly he has the ability. So it's a lottery ticket play. I think if you need second base help, if you need home run help, you go aggressively after him. Maybe in points leagues, you wait and see how it goes because of the strikeouts and because lineups are smaller in those leagues. But in any category league where he's available, you should pick up Gorman and see where it goes. Liberatore, I'm not sure he has the strikeout upside to be an impact pitcher in fantasy, but he has been a top 100 prospect for 4 years now and is a guy with deep arsenal, good pitching smarts. So he could end up being useful too. I want to call him must add though.
All right, we don't have much time left, Scott, so we're going to roll it all into one. Week 8 sleepers for next week, some pitchers and hitters that stand out for you.
So there are some available two-start options that I like. Jordan Montgomery, he's rarely bad, and he gets the Orioles in the first of his two matchups. Josiah Gray, Dodgers, but also the Rockies in Washington, and showed good bat missing potential in his last start with the slider. Nick Pivetta coming off a complete game, Jim. He gets two great matchups, the White Sox and Orioles. Tyler Anderson's been pitching well for the Dodgers. Favorable matchups against the Nationals and Diamondbacks. If you want to go really, really, really deep, Kyle Freeland, only 14% rostered. He gets the Pirates and the Nationals, both on the road. And he's kind of been a quality start machine so far.
All right. Any hitters you're looking at for next week?
Yeah. So the Twins have the most favorable hitter matchups. I think of the players who are available on their roster, Max Kepler makes sense. I also like for the Guardians, Andrés Giménez and Owen Miller. The Rockies are on the road this week, but they're facing a bunch of weak pitchers. So Brendan Rodgers, Randall Grichuk, I think you're okay using them. Also, like Mike Yastrzemski, he's been heating up for the Giants, and they face nothing but right-handed pitchers this week.
All right. For more extensive fantasy baseball coverage, listen to the Fantasy Baseball Today podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, your smart speakers, or anywhere else podcasts are found. And thanks for listening to Fantasy Baseball Today in 5. We'll be back again tomorrow morning. Bye-bye.
From the world of Sonic the Hedgehog, a new hero arrives.
I am
ready. Is there anyone stronger?
No.
Tougher?
No.
Funnier?
I do not make jokes. I make warriors.
Knuckles, now streaming only on Paramount+.
Yes!